Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 26th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. I'm doing really good. This season is so fun. This is maybe the first season where I'm not really super rooting for anyone because I like everybody. Like, sometimes I'm not rooting for anybody because I just don't even care because I don't like anybody, but I really like everyone. So I'm just sort of interested to see it kind of how it plays out versus like really having a vested rooting interest in too many players.
Yeah, there's a lot going on from a lot of different players, and It's definitely made for some interesting gameplay. But we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 19 in the house. And once again, not much in terms of this week's vote, but plenty in terms of what may happen moving forward into next week and what that means for the long-term future of many of the players and their games in this house. So a lot to go over there. So, of course, we do have Xavier, who has nominated Brent and Brittany for eviction. Christian won the veto. He still does not intend to use the veto. And as of right now, Brent will be going home on Thursday, although he still believes that he has the votes to stay. So we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a Brent shocked face, which, like, I mean, how you can go this whole week and still feel that way. Sure, it's great comedy for us, I guess. I don't know. It's like really, I mean, we'll talk about it. Brittany, I think, feels obviously way more uncomfortable than she ever should. But I do think that I can see her point of view where it's like, why are we lying for just no reason to this person? Because that makes me feel nervous. But, you know, they want to be more comfortable in the house for the next 3 days. They don't want to deal with the mad Brent. So, and we get a blindside out of it.
Yes. Right? And sort of as we've talked about it, it has kept Brent on completely the wrong page all week long, as he has no idea what's coming and is focused on shoring up relationships with the people who have put him in this position in the first place. And it is it's really helped keep this week so locked in that there are sort of proxy wars being fought for the future of the season that have nothing to do with Brent.
He's so irrelevant. Like, yes. I don't remember the last time there's been a house guest in the house who, like, on a Sunday, right? This is what we were watching. Sunday, they became so irrelevant that, like, they were talking as though he was already gone. Like, there's no even, like, truly no chance. He's just out of it.
Mm-hmm. Very effective strategy here, but we're going to talk through some of the day. There's a lot of maneuvering going on from all corners, so we will do our best here to keep you informed about where everyone stands.
Honestly, it's kind of confusing. Like, I watched all day yesterday and was like, God, I have to do this update. Like, I'm really glad Taryn's here to help me, because I sort of, like, there's moments where people say things to other people and you can tell that they're lying, but also, like, you can't tell how much they're lying. Like, I really want to talk about the Kylan Sarah Beth stuff. And it is sort of confusing. And I think everybody is sort of confused. There's still so many people in the house that they're talking about that sometimes I have a hard time keeping it all straight.
Yeah. And it's also a situation where, you know, normally this doesn't feel like too much of a limitation, but the fact that we can only get two sort of scenes at once is definitely mm-hmm. hurting, especially with the feeds being down at times as well. We're definitely missing conversations. That's unfortunate. And on top of that, it is a very dynamic house and there's a lot going on. So we'll do our best to keep you informed.
I was going to ask, I feel like this house right now, at least, who knows how we'll feel at the end of the season, but right now it feels as fluid as like the BB Can 6 house, where people were just like moving around all the time. People had stronger allegiances to people, but they still were connected to other people. And it was so fluid. Things could change just so easily week to week. And it doesn't really seem that way because we've had three very straightforward evictions, but I feel like behind the scenes, there's so much moving that's happening. I don't know.
I would go as far as to say that this is a more fluid house than the BB Can 6 house. I think it's probably the most fluid house we've perhaps ever seen. Now, that's, you know, that's saying that in week three, it could definitely settle. And then we will forget about how fluid it was in the beginning and we'll all talk about how settled it was later on. But it definitely feels very, very fluid. You know, the Big Brother Canada 6 comparison is not one that I haven't thought of before, because you're completely right. Like, it has that kind of element where, you know, throughout Big Brother Canada 6, we talked about the three pillars of strategy on that season, because it wasn't just one, it wasn't just two, there were three people. But in this house, you have probably even more than that. You have
five or six?
Yeah, you have Kylan, you have Tiffany. Derek X himself is a bit of a pillar of strategy. And
Hannah?
even amongst that, Hannah is, she would be there if she had any power, and she may get some power, but we'll see. You have, Sarah Beth, who is working her own thing. You have Xavier, who is doing his own thing within the cookout and the Kings. You have Alyssa, who is pulling her own way. So there are a lot of different things now, to different sort of levels. They're not all exactly at the same level of influence at the moment, but definitely a lot of people all pulling in their own direction and trying to make their own thing happen. And again, what we could see is that as things settle and these people lose the influence and power that they do have instead of gaining it, then things might go toward a normal trajectory. But but at this time, they all feel like, hey, this is my show to win, and I am the one that's going to be pulling these strings. And so they're all trying it.
It's awesome. It's so fun to see a house full of really competent and good players who are all like working really hard at their goal. And, you know, you said something, I can't remember what update it was on, but you said that people usually in Big Brother who are at the head of the strategy and are at, you know, the front end of the season, or the front end of the hierarchy of the season, will get there by taking little inches at a time. And people don't notice it until it's too late, until they're like, oh my gosh. But everybody notices every single inch that people, like, literally you'll be talking about something that happened the day before. And then that next day, people are like, did you notice that they were doing this? Then, like, they'll clock it immediately, which is so fun because it makes it so difficult for anybody to really pull ahead. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
All right. So let's get into some of this. I'll go over some of the sort of highlights of the conversations that happened, but I'll also try and give you guys an update on the overview of sort of where things stand. Because I feel like that's going to be a little easier to digest. So we started the day with some more Azza and Big D. Big D is trying to talk Azza down, saying that like, hey, you know, it's this is why this happened this way. He's finally trying to like, instead of encourage the upsetness, be like, well, okay, maybe I'll take a different approach. Maybe I'll try to explain like, because she's like, I don't understand. I still don't understand. Why didn't he just nominate Whitney? Why couldn't it be Whitney? He's like, well, why would he want to ruin that relationship? Like, what do you mean? What relationship? Who cares? You go after two people. And he's trying to a little bit calm it down here, but not much success. She says that she basically says that she's not that upset with Xavier at the end of the day. She's most upset with Kyland and Tiffany. Well, not Tiffany, most upset with Kyland. She still feels like Kyland is the one that is in Xavier's ear and running this HOH. And that he is the one that she is most upset about. And this whole thing with Tiffany, you know, it's complicated.
Which is good on Xavier, because that's how he kind of wanted it to seem. You know, at the start of the week, he was like, okay, Kyland, what did you do? Like, what exactly were you like? I want to follow that exact same thing to make it clear that like, this isn't really his doing. And Derek says to her in that conversation, like, I'm sorry, Azza. I know you love Brittany, but nobody else matters but the cookout. And Azza says to him, like, you know, that's why I love you. I know that you'll keep it 100 with me, but you know, I'm just not sure now about these other people. And it just goes to show that it has way more for Azza to do, less about content of what people are saying to her and much more about how they're making her feel. Because Derek is trying to now, after 3 days of listening to her, you know, talk about this, is finally starting to say what Tiffany and Kyland were trying to say the very first hour after it happened. And she's now coming around to that because she's felt really hurt, I think, by Derek F.
And I, you know, it's also, I think, like a little bit frustrating, because just before all of this happened, Azza had just been talking to Big D about like, we don't really need Hannah in the cookout. Like, she's not really an actual part of it. We don't need to tell her anything. And then, you know, she essentially found herself in the position she was trying to put Hannah. And now all of a sudden it's, you know, a big travesty, right? So, you know, what are you going to do? Alyssa is going to continue to work on Brittany, and tell her essentially like, hey, this is not how I would have handled things. I would not have put you up on the block. Like, I would have done something different. Remember, Alyssa was the one that went to Brittany, the night that Xavier won, and was like, hey, you should be good. You know, I'll be working for you. Alyssa still feels like she can work Brittany, and she is going to continue to try to here.
Yeah. Alyssa, I think, is super underrated by the fan base at large. Like, I get it, because she's like laying around with Christian, kissing him, and then being like, I don't know why people are saying we're in a showmance. Cause that sort of stuff, like, is annoying and not annoying. Sorry. Is not my favorite thing to watch. And I'm sure that's why she's not getting as much respect, but Alyssa knows what she's doing. I think that if Christian leaves, Alyssa is going to be really, really dangerous and someone to watch out for, because, you know, if you break up a showmance, usually their showmance partner doesn't leave immediately after them, unless it's a giant alliance situation. And I think that without Christian, Alyssa could really find her footing and gather up a little crew of her own and really, really do some damage.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, you can't underestimate a player like Alyssa, who knows the show, wants to play hard, wants to get herself into a power position, has plans to do so, actively works on relationships with people that other people disregard. She can't be ignored.
Can you imagine if she didn't have Christian in there and all of that time was freed up, you know, like 7 hours of the day was freed up and she could just use that to work on other people? And, you know, who's to say that if Christian wasn't in there, she wouldn't get into a showmance with somebody else. But I think that if you are counting out Alyssa, you're not looking at her true potential here. I think that she's a player with a ton of potential. Who's to say if it'll be realized, but I do think that she really knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. And I really do think that I think that the connection to Christian simultaneously benefits her and holds her back in a couple mm-hmm. of ways. One is that it is making people look at her as a target in mm-hmm. a way that they likely wouldn't if she wasn't connected to Christian. Another way is that she spends too much time with Christian genuinely. I think that she genuinely cares about the relationship that they have, yeah, at least to the degree to which it exists, and feels very comfortable with him and thus spends a lot of time with him, which is time not spent with other people, which means they can talk about her and she's not talking with them, right? So mm-hmm. that's not great either. The best and most successful showmances in the game in terms of social game are the ones that feel comfortable enough with each other that they don't need to spend all that much time together except mm-hmm. for at night. And during the day, they can separate and sort of socialize outside of each other. They may get to that point, but right now they're not really there. They always default to hanging out with each other, which is not great for their social game. But mm-hmm. There is still some benefit because she is, she is a power player when she is attached to somebody like Christian who can win a lot of competitions. And you would be scared to go after Alyssa yourself. And that is what we're seeing. Nobody wants
yeah.
to. There are people that want to take a shot at Alyssa so they can get access to Christian. But nobody wants to be the one to do it themselves mm-hmm. because then they won't have access to Christian. He'll be pissed at them for doing it. Mm-hmm.
And it's always, it's just always really funny how whenever anybody brings up like strategy and is talking strategy with Christian, he's like, oh, well, no, you shouldn't go after Alyssa because, and then like lists all these game reasons. And it's like, everybody knows why you don't want anyone to go after Alyssa, Christian, you know, like, okay. I just find that to be really funny when he's like acting as though, you know, it has nothing to do with how he feels about her. And there's like real logical game reasons. Like, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, Christian in this group, in the Royal Flush, is constantly looking for direction. So, and he's like constantly, yeah. So just, you guys have been talking a lot, but just what am I doing in this HOH competition? Am I gunning for it? Who am I giving it to? Can you just tell me, mm-hmm. can you just tell me the names? I'm just confused. But Alyssa, as we'll talk about, very forcefully will say, this is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I have my own perspective and I have my own agenda. And she is not somebody that is just going to be convinced to go a certain way. And the same is true of most of the people in the cookout, or sorry, in the Royal Flush. That's what makes it a very compelling alliance, in my opinion. But Alyssa's doing some work here on Brittany, and that is going to matter for the conversation later and for her ultimate plans for the future. So Tiffany and Kyland are going to discuss a bit about the Azza problem. All right, what are we doing with Azza? What's happening? You know, if it came down to it and we had to choose between Azza and somebody like Claire, like what would we do? And basically, without actually saying it, Tiffany at least and Kylan agreeing say that they would choose Claire over Azza.
Yeah, they don't say it because they don't want the cameras to hear it. Mm-hmm. But
they don't say it like Caitlin never said, things to Tyler. Like they like, you know what I mean?
What a throwback, Taryn. I think also, you know, I love Azza and I actually really relate to her a lot. Which was surprising when I was telling one of my friends that today, that actually like I really relate to how Azza is playing and how she feels, because I think it would be impossible for me to be in there for 20 days, like me as Maggie, to be in there for 20 days and not feel real emotions, get really hurt, feel really bad for my friends who are up on the block and want to protect them. You know, I understand where she's coming from. And Understanding Azza, I think, means that I also understand how dangerous Azza is for Tiffany's game, because Azza feels a real friendship with Tiffany. And I think that they do have a real friendship, but Tiffany is not willing to throw away her game for friendship the way that Azza very clearly is. And they just look at the game in two completely different ways. And I think that Azza has the potential to be extremely hurt by Tiffany, moving forward. If this already made Azza really hurt, like I think that Azza could really sink Tiffany's jury chances if it shakes out in a way where Azza gets, if Azza gets really hurt by something that they do. So I can see, I understand their struggle of being like, this is not good for us. We love Azza, but what she's showing us is very dangerous for us. And I don't know what they're going to do. I think strategy wise, that is something that they really, really need to keep an eye on, because I think that she has the potential to really mess up their jury chances.
Yeah. And, you know, I really do think that, like, you know, people are focusing a lot on the sort of rift between Azza and Tiffany, because that was the more, I guess, dramatic one. But Azza has continued to say that she is most upset with Kyland, and that she thinks that Kyland is the mastermind of the house. And I really think that Kyland is the one most in danger of being blown up by Azza, because I think that she thinks that Kyland is the biggest obstacle to in the way of her relationship with Xavier, who she really likes. And I think at the end of the day, even though she may have differences with Tiffany, she still has that bond with Tiffany that she never really had with Kyland. So Kyland is an easier sort of like object of the frustration. Scapegoat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Sorry, in addition
to that, Brittany has also been, you know, sort of focused on Kyland, Tiffany as well, but still very much Kyland, because Kyland was somebody that put her on the block. And so that's another sort of like avenue for that.
I guess that I was just looking at it in the way of, because Tiffany and Azza do have such a close friendship, like that easily could really hurt her, because she feels like, I trusted you, you were my friend, versus someone like Kyland. But I also do see your perspective where it's like, well, Tiffany is my friend, so I am going to excuse more of that behavior and just put it on Kyland if they're working in tandem the way that they are right now.
Well, so that's sort of where they stand on Azza at the moment. They are both going to do some work on it throughout the course of the day. It may be in a better place by the end of the day, but we'll have to wait and see on that. We'll get a little bit there later. Tiffany says to the cameras that her final two with Kyland has been named, and it is called The Connect.
Yay.
I just feel like this is like I'm like, just last season we had the Connect Four, which was a terrible alliance that went nowhere.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's the problem. Let's get production. Give them a heads up that this is a recently bad alliance. We can come up with something better.
Going back to the Kyle and Tiffany conversation, I just wanted to say one quote that I think is something to really watch with both Kyland and Tiffany, if they're thinking this way, because Tiffany said that Brittany was saying that X owes her a public apology for his speech. She wants a private and a public apology. And Kyland is like, huh? And he says, ego is dangerous in this game. And anybody who says they are owed an apology is speaking from ego. So I think that, and they're talking about Brittany here, but I think that if that is the way that they're looking at the game, like the other players in the game, that is something to watch in terms of who they're going to target moving forward.
It's definitely interesting. I mean, we'll get to the target talk later, but Tiffany says to the cameras, she does kind of trust Kyland. Oh, kind of. You shouldn't fully trust people in this game, but you have to an extent. And she kind of trusts Kyland. to an extent. She's still not sure who she can beat. She's not sure if she can beat Claire. She loves Claire, but she's not sure she can beat her. At the end of the day, she wants to keep Claire, Kai, and Derek X close. And she doesn't really want to show her cards in terms of like where she will go entirely. Now, I saw some people who interpreted this camera talk to mean that she is like 100% loyal to Kylan to the final two, and she thinks that she can beat Kylan more so than Claire. That wasn't really the vibe that I got. I mostly got the vibe that she was talking about the, like, this is the final two that has been formalized the most so far. And she's talking through all of her potential allies and potential people that she'd bring to the end. And she started with Kylan saying that she kind of trusts him and then moved on to, well, so speaking of Claire, I'm worried that I can't beat her. You know, talking about Derek X, like these are all people I'm going to keep close. They're all options for her depending on what happens moving forward. And that she doesn't really want to show her cards, you know, in terms of where she's going to go or what she's going to do, especially when it comes to the short term, which is this coming HOH. She feels like she could win it to take out Whitney. She does want Whitney gone, but she's still not sure if she should.
Yeah. I don't know where you land on it. I don't think she should. Because I don't think that any of the four people she just named are in danger of going home this week. And I think that there is a lot of reshuffling of the deck that is going to happen next week. And maybe that is a reason for her to want to win it, to sort of keep things level. But I would rather have her not win, see the reshuffling of the deck, be in the strategic position that she is now when the reshuffle happens, work her way through and then try, like, work her way through that and then try the next week to win so that she can solidify whatever new structure she gets in place when things sort of go a bit awry next week.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation because I agree. I don't think that Kylan or Tiffany should want to win the next HOH. They should want either Whitney or Brittany to go home. Kylan especially should want Brittany to go and not Whitney, because Whitney actually feels good with Kylan and could be an asset to him.
I don't know why they're going after Whitney. I feel like that's such a huge misstep.
So, yeah, I see it for Tiffany because, as Tiffany continues to explain, Whitney doesn't talk a lick of game to Tiffany. And, you know, she just started like 2 days ago and she was like, okay, two days ago, you started talking game to me. And now it's been 2 days and you haven't come back to me. And that was in front of Hannah that you talk game with me. Like, what? Like, I absolutely see why she wants Whitney to go. In addition to that, taking out Whitney weakens Hannah and Derek X and forces them to rely on her even more, which I think is good. For Kylan, though, especially, I don't think he should want Whitney gone because Whitney is very valuable to Kylan. Whitney can help take you know, a shot at the Kings, which is more valuable to Kylan than it is to Tiffany, because Tiffany has a bit more sway with those people in the Kings. Once those people in the Kings are gone, Kylan may have more sway with them because he's got Xavier and Sarah Beth. But as of right now, Alyssa and Christian lean more toward Tiffany than Kylan, and that's good for Tiffany. And so she doesn't want a shot to be taken at the Kings. So again, I understand why she might not want Whitney to be there, even if she does take a shot at the Kings, right? So I see it for Tiffany. For Kylan, though, I don't see it because he's got Whitney, and if she takes a shot at the Kings, that's great for him. And on top of that, Brittany is dangerous to Kylan's game. And he should definitely want Brittany out before Whitney, because Brittany is one of the only people, if not the only person in the game, that would put him on the block. She's mentioned it multiple times. She's going to mention it today. She, in fact, says to Azza at some point today that she would put up Kylan next to Tiffany, which is perhaps the one spot in the game where he could go home, which would be really bad for him. I doubt it would come to that, but you know, that was the first time Brittany mentioned Tiffany as a nominee, but she has mentioned Kylan consistently as a potential nominee for her if she won. So I really do think that Kylan should be pushing much harder toward Brittany than he is. And it seemed like he was, but it also feels like he has backed off of that. Kylan is, again, we talked about this in week one, not much of a pusher, and doesn't really like to sort of push his agenda on people too
yes.
much. And I feel like, I think this is okay for now. You know, you don't need to push right now. The veto hasn't even been used this week yet. Things don't need to be locked in stone, and Brittany is still enough of an option that she could potentially be pushed in front of that bus when the time comes. But I hope that he is going to do that when the time comes. I don't know that he really intends to, because he does seem to really feel like he wants Whitney out. One of the reasons being, it seems, is that he talks with Sarah Beth about this, but like, there's this whole thing where people think that like Whitney is trying to like flirt with the men and get mm-hmm. the men to like yes. do her bidding. And
yeah.
one of those men is Kylan, and Kylan wants to prove to the house that he is not under that spell or something. So
but that's like not even a real narrative, I feel.
Yeah. I agree. I like nobody talks about Whitney and Kylan.
Yeah,
I mean, like a little bit they do, but all not in a serious way. And
no.
they talk about Whitney and Xavier in a somewhat yes. serious way, but mm-hmm. not Whitney and Kylan.
Yes. And okay, I just want to say thank you to everybody who indulged me just while I asked Taryn all of my like deep-seated nerdy questions and had him explain it all to me. Thanks everybody for bearing through that, because I feel like I do have a much clearer picture now with that explanation of where Whitney stands and where both Tiffany and Kylan stand. Because this is the sort of stuff that has been really confusing to me, because we are missing gaps in these conversations. And I'm like, I know that she's going after Whitney, but is it just residual from like week one and two, where like things on the game board have shifted, but she doesn't see that because Whitney is not coming and talking to Tiffany. But yes. Okay, great.
Oh, and I also like, for what it's worth, because I don't know exactly Tiffany's mind, but one other potential reason that she may want to target Whitney is because of the people that are joking around about Whitney and Kylan, Tiffany seems to be the biggest proponent of it. And if she thinks that taking out Whitney helps take away one of Kylan's potential other relationships, mm-hmm. I think that could be something else that she's thinking about. But again, you know, when she talks to the cameras, it's just like, I don't trust her. She doesn't talk game with me. But there's a lot of other potential reasons, that she may have here. So, we're going to get a conversation with Derek, Alyssa, Christian, and I believe Xavier was there, but Xavier doesn't typically do a lot of talking in group conversations. But Derek has his own agenda for the day. And that agenda is to, as I explained yesterday, right? When I talked about it yesterday, I said that the queens are in the middle. The kings kind of want a shot to be taken at the aces, meaning Whitney particularly, but they would also wouldn't mind if it was Hannah. And the aces are thinking that they would like to have a shot taken at the kings, particularly Alyssa, Christian, or Xavier. And so they're trying to secretly make this happen. The jokers are irrelevant. They're not worth taking a shot at. And so Derek sort of sees this because he's in the middle of those things. Derek is with mm-hmm. the aces, yes, but he is also with the royal flush. And so he's hearing from the kings that they want to take a shot at the aces, particularly his own allies, Hannah mm-hmm. and Whitney to a degree. And so he is trying to throw them off the scent of this. He doesn't want them to put Hannah on the block as a pawn next to Whitney. And he is pretty successful in helping alleviate that. He says, Hannah is with you guys. He helps convince them. Hannah is going to do some of her own work that is in part effective, in part not effective. We can talk about that. But he's going to do some good work here, convincing them that Hannah's cool. And that, you know, maybe even Whitney's cool. She keeps telling me that she doesn't want to take a shot. She's too scared to take a shot at you guys. She knows that if she takes a shot at you guys, then the other three will come right back at her. So really, Whitney doesn't want to win HOH because she knows that if she does, she'll have to target the jokers because she mm-hmm. can't target you, which means, is it really worth taking the shot at Whitney right now? Or should we also not want to win HOH? Should we have, the queens, or even like force Whitney or Hannah to win it? If Whitney or Hannah win it and they have to target the jokers, that's best case scenario for us. Mm-hmm. And he's making a lot of progress on Alyssa at the very least, who has always felt a little bit weird about targeting Whitney, or so it seems, since Whitney has always had a decent relationship with Alyssa and talks about wanting the women to go far and for the women to do well. Alyssa also had a decent relationship with Hannah, or so she thought, and so she doesn't really want to go in that direction either. What Alyssa is thinking is, I kind of agree. I would love for another shot to be taken at the Jokers. Particularly, it would be great for Alyssa, who has been working on Brittany, for Azza to go home. Because if Azza is gone, then Brittany has nobody else, and Brittany probably goes to Alyssa, and Alyssa can start building her own power base. And in addition to that, Azza has proven to be an emotional player, so she says, and she does not want Azza on the jury. So in Alyssa's mind, she is now thinking, I kind of want Azza to go next week.
Yeah. And that logic is sound from Alyssa's perspective, right? Like where Alyssa stands. If I'm looking at this as a fan overall, I'm like, no. But if I'm looking at it from Alyssa's position, her most optimal move probably maybe isn't that, because I'm not sure that Derek X is being the most truthful about what they would want to happen. Mm-hmm. But if I am in Alyssa's, like getting the information that Alyssa is getting, I can see why her mind has gone there. And I think like Xavier, when he heard her saying this, was like, oh no, because he said the logic is sound, because he's getting the same information that Alyssa is, right? From Derek X. Mm-hmm. So he was there for that conversation. He listened to what Alyssa said and was like, that would make sense. But obviously, Azza's cookout, like, I can't let that happen. So he's going to go to Kyland with that information and be like, what do we do? I'm kind of freaking out. This is not good. And that just goes to show that, like, Alyssa very clearly, given the way that she sees the house, right? I don't necessarily think that if she had all of the information, this is the best move to make. But given the information that she is being fed and the way she sees the house, this is the most logical place for her to go.
Yeah, and it's such a strange position to be in, because she makes very, as you said, logical arguments as to why, and the arguments against why she should do this are very illogical, because they also don't have the full information, because Derek X is kind of lying to everyone about this to a degree. But the reality is that Hannah and Whitney have been pushing for specifically Alyssa to go for a little while. Derek X really in there with some key lies to make this work. But we'll see how effective it is, because this is really big for the aces in the aces versus kings war, essentially. If the kings throw it to the aces or anything like that, and then the aces are willing to take the shot at the kings, then they will get their first shot in, and the queens may have to pivot a little bit, depending on what happens because of that. If the kings do win and don't take the shot at the aces and go after the jokers instead, that's even better for the aces, because now they have an even better chance to win. The jokers are even less worth going after, and the jokers are probably pissed at the kings. And that means that the aces can pull in the jokers to go after the kings, which would be great for the aces. And of course, the queens still sitting pretty in all of this.
Who would have thought this team twist made things fun? Like, I know that we're super anti-twist here, but this is a good twist.
Yes. I mean, I remember at the start of the season, I believe it was discussed that, that, you know, the team twist in Big Brother Canada, not great. It was two teams, but what we do like is four teams. Four different teams means, a lot of different potential, you know, incentives for the players. And I think that in addition to that, you know, when you have four teams and your team is safe when one person wins, that's only three additional people safe. That's not too many. And it provides additional incentive for you to keep your team whole and safe, because it increases your chances of being safe in the event that one of them wins. So
it's also really helped. It's also really fun because the Aces, you know, started the season, did not like each other. But now that Brent is about to leave and like everybody discovered that the reason that they didn't like each other was probably because they all hated Brent and were worried to say it to one another. Like, I think that these teams like all really want to work with each other for as long as they can. And they all do get along pretty well and like want to protect each other, which is going to be really fun when the teams dissolve to see if that opens things up at all, if people are willing to take shots at their former team members. Like I really like the fact that it has made people who you would never really see work with one another have to work with each other, and that they're doing these team meetings. And I like it. I think that it's fun, and I'm pro this specific team twist with this specific season. I think it's made it fun.
Mm-hmm. So Kyland is going to have a long talk with Azza, trying to resolve some of their differences. Tiffany's also going to have some talks. These talks do seem to go well. As far as I can tell, there weren't any further sort of, it wasn't any further animosity for the day. In fact, they're going to do some improv later in the day, and like Azza and Tiffany are having fun together. And, it seems like things have settled a little bit. Again, it's hard to know for sure. You know, Azza could wake up the following morning, and remember how pissed she is. And, when the veto is not used on Brittany, like that could stir things up again. If Brittany if Brittany needs to go to Azza to cry again, that could stir things up. So I don't know that this is going to last necessarily, but, things have seemed to settle a bit. I don't know if Tiffany and Kyland reconvened and had another conversation after this, if they would still feel like they're as anti-Azza as they were. They're certainly still trying to protect Azza in later conversations. So, we'll see about that. But again, things have calmed down a little bit here.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that they all, Kyland, Tiffany, and Azza, all understand that they may be upset with one another right now, but none of them are worried that the other is about to take a shot at them. Like, everybody knows, like, they're upset with each other, but nobody is like, they've turned on me forever and I am the next target. Like, it's like a little like family spat is how it feels to me.
Yes.
Perhaps.
Yes. So, my guess is that, things may stay calm for now, unless something brings it back up. But it's still something to keep an eye out for in the future. If there's another situation where, say, for instance, Brittany is targeted next week or put on the block next week, which is the current plan, this may come back up again in the future. Mm-hmm. But for now, it seems like it has settled down at least a bit here. So Tiffany talks afterwards with Kyland and Big D about the Azza situation and how it seems hopefully settled. She brings up the idea of, we did just perhaps settle this, but Brent was talking. He's good. Yeah, Brent's good. I mean, it almost makes sense. Like, what if, if he did stay, like, he is like a loyal guy, don't you think? Big D is having none of it. No, he's not a loyal guy. Did you see what he did to Frenchie? She's like, I never heard him throw Frenchie under the bus. Like, oh, no, he threw Frenchie under the bus immediately. Yeah. But I mean, if we did, like, no, it doesn't make any sense. Oh, yeah, you're right. This doesn't go anywhere, but, again, Tiffany throwing out the idea, the possibility of flipping this vote to get rid of Brittany and to keep Brent around, which is funny since she's the one that set this in motion in the first place. But
but I get it.
Yeah,
I think if I was her, I would be feeling the exact same way, because I would be like, oh, this guy is so irrelevant that like, all I have to do is tell him that everybody was going to vote him out and I saved him, and he would be my lapdog for the rest of the season. And Brittany has made it clear that like, she's causing a rift for me in the house. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was Tiffany, I would be thinking the exact same thing.
Brittany is a bigger threat to her game, yes. A bigger threat to Kylan's game. And as I just mentioned, in order to deal with Brittany in a future week, you have to reopen the wound with Azza. If you just rip off the Band-Aid right now, Azza would probably be pissed again, but it's right on the heels of her already being pissed, and you can get over it in a few weeks.
I don't know, though, because if she blindsided Azza with getting out Brittany,
well,
but
it's also like a house decision and not like like I'm HOH and I put Brittany on the block, or Kylan's HOH and he puts Brittany on the block, or anything like that. It's like, oh, well, the house flips.
I'm not going to lie. If I was Tiff, I was not sure I was going to bring this up. So I'm glad that you brought it up, because I was like, I don't even know if this is worth talking through. If I was Tiff, I would be working my butt off to try to make that happen, because of everything that just happened with Brittany. Like, I would be really nervous to keep her around. Like, I would be like, uh-oh, because she is clearly super emotional and she has people around her who really care about her, which is like a beautiful thing in life, that Brittany is able to create these very strong bonds with people who feel for her emotionally. But those are my people who are feeling for her emotionally, and I need them to feel emotionally for me and not her. So like, let's get her out of here, and then they'll come back to me. So yes, I would be doing the exact same thing. And I would probably be like, oh, this is imperative. Like, I actually think that it is really important.
I mean, it's a move that, like, in a vacuum, I think absolutely it makes way more sense to keep Brent around. But the train is going so fast at this point.
Yes.
Stop it, let alone turn it around, it would be a Herculean effort. I don't think that anybody can make that work. And they probably would end up just destroying themselves in the process.
Exactly. And that's why I didn't bring it up, because I was like, it would just be so hard. Everybody is like, he's so irrelevant, because everybody's like, great, this week is done. Like, to revisit it, I think everybody, like, you risk everybody being like, huh? How unreliable and ridiculous are you? So yeah, but I feel you, Taryn. I would be the exact same way. I would be like, oh crap.
Yeah, it's more like if a situation popped up where there was an opening, you'd be like, let's explore this opening.
She would need like both Kylan and Sarah Beth on the same page as her. You know what I mean? She would need multiple people to see it her way. And I just don't think that that's where everybody's at right now.
Yeah,
because everybody hates Brent so much.
Yeah, this is not Big Brother Canada 7, where Anthony can just on a whim be like, actually, let's do this. Never mind, we're going to do this.
But, you know, I was going to say, there are players who I do think have done things like this before, where we've seen it happen, you know, but I don't
know. Different house consistencies, though.
Totally. I was about to say, this is a very Derek move, and he was trying to convince Victoria in Beast Mode Cowboy. So that is different than what's happening here.
All right, so Christian's going to talk with Hannah. And this is where, like, Hannah has done a good job of making Christian and Alyssa feel good about her. And she is encouraging him to throw the HOH. I wouldn't want to win the HOH if I were you, but she also talks about wanting to throw the HOH herself, which is kind of going against what, Derek was trying to peddle, because he was trying to say you should throw it to Hannah or Whitney. But Hannah was saying, I don't want to win it. I don't want to go after the Jokers. Which is kind of what Derek was saying, but, you know, ideally Derek and Hannah would have their stories completely straight here. But that's difficult for Derek to do, because he can't tell Hannah that he has this in with them, that
I think, you know, he should
royal flush.
Do you?
I think that I can see, like, if Hannah wasn't most loyal to the cookout, I think that he could and should, but I think that because she is, not that he knows that she is, but I think that because she is, I don't think he should tell her. I think that she would bring ultimately whatever she needed to bring back to, you know, Tiffany, Kyland, Xavier, whoever it is that she's going to talk to next and be like, so what's, you know, I'm getting this from Derek X, like what's going on here? And that would be very bad for him. So I think it's good so far that he is, he's playing it about as well as he can right now, given the circumstances that he doesn't even know about.
I don't think that he should come to her and be like, there's this alliance called Royal Flush, but I think that he should make it clear that he heard from somebody that she might be a pawn up next to Whitney next week if they don't win. Like, I think that that is information that she needs to have,
but he needs to tell her to win this HOH. That's what he needs to tell her and Whitney. We should be trying to win this. I think we should be trying to win this HOH. Mm-hmm. You may think you have whatever you have, but I think that we should be trying.
Yeah. That was all I was trying to say.
I agree. All right.
Glad we're on the same page, Taryn.
Yes. Kyland is going to talk with Sarah Beth. This is interesting. Like, Sarah Beth is in an interesting spot because she's definitely a player who has her own motivations and all of that. But because she has put all of her eggs in the Kyland basket, it's really, really limiting for her in the game because Kyland is not loyal to her in the same way that she's loyal to him, right? He has lots of baskets and lots of eggs. Because of that, we only really hear her true thoughts when she's with Kyland and she's not opening up to anybody else. And she doesn't really have anybody else like super locked in. She talks with Claire. She talks with Tiffany. She's got that jackpot thing. But they also have plenty of other things going on. Whereas she's really concentrated, in one place. Now she's still in a good position. Nobody's coming for her. She'll be fine. When it comes to getting her way with things, she's kind of like a solo agent, you know, running around trying to like talk people into like, oh, did you know that this person could be coming for you? And trying to get her way. So for Sarah Beth, she also feels similarly to Alyssa that she's been working on Brittany, and that she has Brittany in the Jokers. She feels, I mean, there's a reason why in the episode when we see Brittany and Azza and Derek and Big D talking about how I had no chance of winning that competition. Sarah Beth's in the room like, yeah.
I can't believe it.
So Sarah Beth has been working on the Jokers, and she doesn't want this shot to be taken the Jokers, which is a very, very different page than Kyland is on, who, yes, should be worried about Brittany, and is trying to actively get Brittany out to a certain extent. So because of that, we have a situation where, she is really just on her own here. And so she's talking, what she would like to have happen is for this original plan. She was the one that was really pushing it the most, Whitney and Hannah on the block. She wants Hannah gone. She wants Whitney gone. She wants the aces weakened. And cause she feels like those are the biggest threats to her game. She can pull in the Jokers after that and things will be great. So that's where she stands. But again, she's alone having to fight that battle basically by herself.
Well, I remember preseason, she said she wanted to float, and she's actually kind of set herself up to be in a position to do that. The only problem is that she's like totally loyal to Kyland. If she severed that tie with Kyland and really was just like, I'm going to float, I think she would be in a pretty decent spot to like move about and figure out, you know, just how to survive. If she wanted to play passively, this is the way to do it. You know, that's sort of what she's doing right now, but she wants to be able to wield that power and make a decision on who is going home. So yeah. And she should be worried about Whitney. Whitney's the only person who's brought up her name. Whitney brought up her name last night to Kyland. So yeah, that's my thought.
Yeah. So that's where Sarah Beth stands. She's going to talk about how she's been trying to convince people that Whitney is, coming for them and stuff like that. And she also is going to talk about how She wants the, she wants a shot taken at Christian in the double of, in a double eviction at some point. Like that's what she kind of wants. And interestingly, Kylan is kind of like, well, I mean, you know, I don't think we need to necessarily, but she says, well, I'm concerned that, that Christian is going to eventually, take a shot at you, Kylan. Cause I mean, obviously she says, I think that Christian is like supremely loyal to the, to the Kings, which he's not. But because of that, she thinks that he's going to take a shot at Kylan. And because of that, she wants a shot to be taken at him. Now she's wrong that, Christian is most loyal to the Kings. But she's right that that Christian would take a shot at Kylan because Christian is most loyal to the Queens that aren't Kylan, to Tiffany and Claire.
Yeah, it's, and it's just, and this is why I was really, it's confusing. There's a lot of people to keep track of their loyalties here. It's just sort of, there's just a lot of fluidity and a lot of moving parts. And yes, he's most loyal to Tiffany and Claire below, Alyssa.
What we have here next is that Brittany, that's when Brittany and Aza talk about Kylan and Tiffany. Alyssa, Christian, Xavier, and Sarah Beth, the Kings are going to come together and talk about Alyssa's new plan, which is to go after Aza. That, hey, if I don't want to win HOH, but if I win HOH, I should have the ability to you know, go after the person that I want to go after, which is Aza. And Sarah Beth is going to really fight hard against this. Xavier is kind of like, I don't really know what to say. But Sarah Beth is really pushing back hard. And again, it's because, you know, she has her own agenda here, but she's doing it kind of solo, even not even getting much backup from Xavier.
Which is, come on, Xavier, if you're not the one driving the train, but you can like add a little, you know, add a little bit to it and be like, yeah, I agree with what she's saying. I think that that makes a ton of sense. Like, you got to do something rather than just sit there like a deer in the headlights and then go tell Kylan, who will do something about it. You know, I think that that also just goes to show the power dynamic between Xavier and Kylan, that Xavier was unwilling to say anything and went to tell Kylan because he knew he would take care of it.
But Alyssa keeps saying like, hey, look, again, nobody else wants to win HOH. If I'm going to win, I should get to do what I want to do, which is go after Aza. And I should feel like, you know, that's okay. Like, you know, if you guys want to win and target the people you want to win, then you can do that. But like, if I'm going to take the risk and win this thing, then you guys need to have my back on this. So that's sort of the pitch that she's going to make. Xavier then runs to Kylan and is like, so Alyssa, Alyssa wants to target Aza. She doesn't want to target Whitney anymore. Like last we heard Whitney was coming for Alyssa, but maybe that's not gonna, maybe that's not happening anymore. So, you know, they're kind of trying to figure out what to do about this. Neither of them, though, really, again, are much of a, you know, pusher kind of player. So they are kind of taking a back seat to this, for the moment. They don't really know how to, get Alyssa off of it.
Yeah. And who knows? This could be totally irrelevant based off of the HOH, but I also think that maybe it's not so irrelevant because if Christian wins, Alyssa is going to have that pull with him to get him to do that. So yeah, I don't know. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
We then go to Brittany, who is, we have some meetings between Xavier and the teams. They don't really go anywhere, but Brittany is going to make a pitch to Xavier and Christian in the HOH room. But it's pretty much more of the same. Just like, hey, use the veto on me. I've done my due diligence, and I should no longer be on the block. This is not something that should be happening to me. Somebody else should be up there. I would like for the veto to be used.
I saw a tweet this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so true. That was like, Brittany has literally no alliances in the house. She's not in a single alliance. She's on a team, as is everybody else in the house. So like the fact that she can't see that that is the flaw, that she's not aligned with anybody to protect her other than her team, which she would automatically be safe for anyways. It's just tough to listen to, because it's just like, what, where do you think you are that like this, like, I know she's a fan. What would, you know, Dr. Will say about something like this? Like, sorry, but you have no alliances. You have no, there is no power that she's wielding. So this logic just doesn't make sense to try to get yourself off the block. Like, I'm here for if Brittany is going to try to actually do something to get herself off the block. Like, I would be willing to, as Xavier has said, everybody's willing to hear out Brittany if she can give them a good reason. But the reason that she's leaning into is not a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Azza actually, which I appreciated, actually tried to explain this to Brittany a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. like, here's the thing. We don't actually have any like leverage here. Like, we don't have any power. Like, maybe if we won the veto or if we won anything, that would be good. But
or you were in it. Like, I have power as Azza. I am in the cookout. Mm-hmm. You have no power. You're not in anything. So it's just tough, you know? It's tough.
Yeah.
Them's the breaks.
Yes. So, so it doesn't go anywhere. Xavier, though, in this conversation does mention that, I would understand if you wanted to like put me up on the block next week. And then afterward, he's like, why did I say that?
Yeah. What? Xavier, come on. I think that the thing that is really good about Xavier is that, like, you know, Kylan goes to Xavier and is like, Brittany wants you to apologize for your speech. And he's like, I've apologized to her like four times, but okay. And so he swallows his pride and apologizes again yesterday to Brittany, which I do think is a really great quality, because obviously, you know, that's sort of like common sense. You're playing Big Brother. You want to appease people. Like, you apologize to people if they want to hear it. But a lot of people in that situation would be like, I've apologized to her three times. She has no power. Why do I have to do it again? But the fact that he made the time, took the effort, was like, I am genuinely sorry. I think that that is all good stuff from Xavier and shows his emotional ability to handle other players who are more emotionally volatile.
Yeah, for sure. So they did, by the way, talk about his speech again, and he did apologize, but she said that she's never been called that in her life, and that it, again, like, was vicious. I think it's clear that something
not
must
vicious.
Have been edited out of the episode, but I still can't imagine that it was actually vicious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what are you going to do? So Xavier and Christian kind of talk about this afterward. Christian's again going to be like, can you tell me again? What am I supposed? This is like Christian in any strategic conversation will just be like, okay, but what am I doing in the HOH? Am I winning? Who am I throwing it to? He talks about that. So that's a lot of the day, but the Royal Flush would like to have a meeting. They would like to come together. They've never actually come together as eight people. They've had like two group meetings where like kings and the queens get together, but they've never had Derek X there. They've never had the official Royal Flush like coming together, all having a discussion. And they would like to make that happen, but how do we make that happen? It seems like on other seasons, it's just so easy. They all get together all the time, but like, isn't that obvious? Are they getting up in the middle of the night? Like, what's happening? So they're trying to figure out how to have a meeting without making it obvious. And they're actually going to be saved by an unlikely source. Brent is going to come in and really help them out with the idea of a meeting. And that is because Brent has a new master plan.
Go on.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So Brent approaches Kylan and he says, hey, Kylan, I've got an idea. Brent does not want the veto to be used because he thinks that if the veto is used, then Derek X will be the replacement. And then he might not have the numbers to stay. right? Mm-hmm. So if the veto is not used, Brent knows that he has the numbers to stay and that Xavier is gonna, you know, have egg on his face. So, so what Brent wants to do is he wants Kyland and the Queens to approach Xavier and the Kings and, pretend to betray Brent by saying, I actually don't want the veto to be used, Xavier. Can we please not have the veto used? We will promise that we vote, we'll vote out Brent if you don't use the veto. And then here's the kicker. Then Kyland, I know you're close with Derek X. You can even then pull him up and get him to promise that he will also vote me out. And then, boom. You know, we can get, he'll be so comfortable. This idiot will think that I'm going to go home. And then on Thursday night, he will be blindsided. It will be the biggest blindside of this, of the season. It'll be the biggest blindside ever. And I'll stay and it'll be amazing. And he's going to explain this whole plan to the cameras by himself as well. Kyland, admirably, does not laugh at him as he describes this. Although he can't quite help himself as he tells the Royal Flush later, when he tells them, hey, I've actually got a solution to our issue with trying to meet.
I cannot believe that Brent is about to get blindsided unanimously. Like, it's going to be a unanimous vote.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so confused. He is so confused. That's all I have to say.
They are incredulous. They cannot believe that Brent has solved the problem for him. They were like, we don't need to hide and secretly come up here. We actually want to make sure that Brent sees us coming up here because he thinks that's the plan. And unbelievably, he managed to include our eighth person who we had the most trouble getting in with us. So Kyland needs to go publicly pull Derek away from Brent to pull him into the HOH room with the rest of the Alliance. And so they do so. And on top of that, Kyland says to Alyssa, he goes, oh, and Alyssa, he's gonna wait and see tomorrow if you tell him about this, and that will prove to him whether or not he can trust you. So you're gonna have to tell him about this meeting.
The secondhand embarrassment that I'm feeling right now is very tough. And last night I tried to watch the movie Shiva Baby. And I couldn't get through 20 minutes of it because the secondhand embarrassment was too bad. And this is worse. This is worse. This conversation is worse that we're having. It's like, oh, he's going to watch back these episodes and literally not understand how that could have happened. Like, he truly is on a completely different planet.
Yeah. It is a lot. And it's really funny, but the result of it here is that the Royal Flush has a full meeting in the HOH room and seeing them all together, very interesting because again, they all have very different motivations and agendas. They're going to joke about how Brent made this happen. And then Alyssa is going to get into what she told the Kings, which is, hey, if I'm going to go ahead and win this HOH, I have somebody that I want to target. And that is Azza. And, you know, Xavier, Kyland, Tiffany, you know, they're all just like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you mean? And she's like, look, if I win, this is going to be my decision. So, this is what I want to do. And she explains the whole thing that we've explained, right? That, you know, Whitney's not coming after us. And Derek backs her up. Yeah. I haven't, she's what Whitney has told me is that she doesn't want to win HOH because she doesn't want, to have to target the Jokers. But if she did win, then she would have to target the Jokers because she's too scared to go after the Kings. However, we're going to see Tiffany and Kyland push back on this. And Sarah Beth, sorry. Sarah Beth is almost the most vocal. But Tiffany's like, well, that's not what she told me. She told me the other day that she was going to, you know, that a shot needed to be taken against the Kings. And Sarah Beth says that, like, yeah, she's heard, you know, similar things. And Kylan is going to say, like, look, I don't think that we can take what people say to us at face value. Look at what we're all doing to Brent. And Derek is going to kind of counter, like, okay, but I think that of, you know, of anybody that she talks to, I feel like, you know, I'm probably going to get the closest to the truth, especially when it comes to Hannah, who is, he's also trying to defend here. And Alyssa's like, I think that's a good point. And Kylan's like, I don't know though, because Whitney and Hannah are lying to Brent and he's on their team. So you never know. So it's really like, it's a really, it's a big back and forth here where it gets pushed off of Azza to the, like, okay, but what, why Azza? What about Brittany? You know, Kylan's like, well, if I'm talking about who I'm concerned about, that would be Brittany on the Joker's team. Brittany has a reason to put me up. And then Tiffany backs him up like, yeah, if I'm thinking about it right now, Brittany could is a threat to both of our teams because she has a reason to put up both Kylan and Xavier and because X, they both put her up. And so Alyssa's like, so are you saying that we should look at Brittany instead next week? They're like, no, not necessarily. Just, you know, just talking. And Alyssa, not easily swayed, is like, well, I don't think Brittany would come for us. I feel like I have a good relationship with Brittany. I don't think she's coming for the Kings at all. And so she's not budging on Brittany over Azza. They go back to Whitney. Yes, but Whitney is dangerous. Whitney always talks about wanting to make a big move, big targets. She's like, I just don't think Whitney's coming for me, or the women. I don't think that she's much of a threat. And again, if I win HOH, then I should have, like, and they're like, we're not trying to, absolutely, we agree. You should do what you want as HOH. We're not trying to convince you of anything. We're just having a discussion. Yeah, we're just having a discussion. So
what is she put up next to Azza? Does she say?
That's the thing. The person that she'd put up next to Azza is Whitney. And so they're kind of like, well, if you're going to put up Whitney anyway, then what's the thing? She said, I think I can talk to Whitney and smooth it over. And she's like, and I'm not necessarily telling you who you need to vote out either. I'm just saying who my target would be, who I would prefer to go out. And I'm leaving myself open to be swayed, when the week comes. I don't think they need to be too concerned about protecting Azza in this spot because Alyssa has given them plenty of outs. But I do think they are right to give some initial pushback because if they're like, yes, 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 and then when it comes down to it, they're like, actually, that's what can really make people suspicious. But if they let her know, like, I don't know about this. I mean, we'll talk about it. I'm not sure. It sort of primes it for when they actually do push back harder. So it's an interesting conversation here with the Royal Flush. Again, Sarah Beth is pushing hard and Sarah Beth keeps trying to push it back onto Hannah. And why are we not talking about Hannah anymore? And then Derek is kind of like, well, I don't know. I'm good with Hannah. I'm telling you. And then it all comes back to, again, like, so it's all over the place and it keeps shuffling around. And really, I don't think anybody is really fully convinced one way or the other, but Alyssa at the very least does see that clearly there's a lot of pushback here, but she's still probably going to go through with it, but probably will be able to be talked out of Azza as the target, and Whitney would still probably be the person who gets a shot taken at
her. Do you think that if a Joker wins or Azza wins, this information will come back to Azza?
Let's see. Alyssa has only told Alyssa has only told the members of the Royal Flush. Nobody outside of the Royal Flush knows that she wants to take the shot at Azza. But we do have the cookout members in Xavier, Kyland, and Tiffany. Of those, Xavier doesn't want a shot taken at Alyssa. Yeah. Kyland doesn't. Tiffany has in the past, but has backed off of it recently.
So that was my thought that if Azza is, but if Azza is, you know, like, I want Derek X, like, that's who I'm going after. Do you think she would redirect?
Yes, if necessary, especially like say if Brittany one was talking about Kylan and Tiffany again, then they will absolutely be like, did you know? but they will also, I think plan A would be to push them on to Whitney, which has already been working on Azza, who has been talking about targeting Whitney. If necessary, you know, Whitney, Big D and Azza, I think will already be pushing her away from, Tiffany and Kylan and whoever else that she might want to be in, Xavier as well, that she might be inclined to put up on the block. And then if they can get additional ammunition from Xavier, Kylan, and Tiffany about Alyssa, that could be bad for Alyssa as well. If they need a backup, but I think the primary target would still be Whitney. So that's it's a good question because Alyssa is very vocal here, and a lot of people do plan on throwing the HOH. They don't plan to throw it to a Joker. But you don't always have that luxury. And if you're not fully going for it, then you might just find yourself, oh, now I can't win.
Do you think we'll get a wall?
No. We still have one more wild card competition to go. So, I would expect another, probably not. Let's see. We've now done a like skill based live HOH. We've done a crapshoot. We've done a question quiz comp. I don't know what we'll get this week, but it should still be something that is, you know, doable within the, you know, 10 minutes. Maybe like a puzzle or something.
Shuffleboard type thing that they did, last season with the mugs.
Something like that. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It could be something skill based again. Could be a puzzle. Could be anything like that. So it's not something that's, again, easy to throw because you can't exactly see like how everyone's doing. So it could be interesting there.
And it makes sense that they would do the wall once the teams are dissolved for like the maximum drama, you know?
Yeah. And it's also like, when every single week they're planning for intricate throwing strategies for the wall, like the wall isn't quite as exciting. When it's like, okay, it just turns into the race, the Christmas one in season 19, all right, I get it. It's good strategy, but, it kind of, makes it not as fun to watch. So hopefully they do wait a little bit longer.
Sure.
All right. So that was pretty much the Royal Flush meeting. After the Royal Flush meeting, Derek essentially took a loss in that Royal Flush meeting. He was outnumbered and they really pushed Whitney, on him. So what I really appreciate here is that Derek is gonna take a round two. He's not gonna lie down and he's gonna continue to fight. And he goes to two of the more vocal people against Whitney, in Tiffany and Kylan. And Claire is going to be there as well. Claire actually backed him up a little bit, in that conversation, but she was also pretty quiet. And he's going to push even further. He says, look, I'm telling you guys, this is what I couldn't say in front of everyone else, but like, are we really going to Final Eight with the Kings? All four of them? I feel like if we're going to do that, if we're going to ride with the Kings, we're going to need some people who are capable of taking some shots at them. And are the Jokers capable of that? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Smart.
Exactly. So like, hey, like my team is willing to do that. And they're like, well, where is your team? It's like, I'm telling you, Whitney and Hannah genuinely feel like they're working with you guys. They think that the mafia is still a thing just without Brent. And they're like, but she keeps talking about making big moves, big targets. He's like, yes, the Kings. She's talking about the Kings. She's going for them. And like, that's a good thing for us. It helps weaken them. And then when they weaken the Kings for us, it's going to be easier for us to move down to the end with them. We won't be so outnumbered, which is a very compelling argument. The issue for Derek X right now is that, and they're kind of going to explain this, they say, well, the Kings aren't that threatening because we have Sarah Beth and we have Xavier. So we're actually not all that threatened by the Kings. I don't think we need people to take a shot at them. And he's like, okay, but, I just feel like, you know, this is more valuable. So what would you do if you won? And he's like, well, I think, what should we have Alyssa do? Essentially, what should we have Alyssa do? What would you do? And he says, well, if he had his way, it would be a Joker. And of the Jokers, he would actually take a shot at Big D. You know, yeah. Big D is kind of a problem for him. And they're like, Big D's not going to win anything. He's like, yeah, but he's not going to win anything. He's also not an asset in any way. He's not going to do anything for us. And they're like, no, Big D could win something. There's always a competition that like Big D can win.
Big D is an asset. You always know where to find him in that day bed.
Yes.
He's an asset. Yeah.
So he says that, we shouldn't have Alyssa throw the competition, or we shouldn't throw the competition to Alyssa to have Alyssa take out Whitney. That only benefits the Kings. We should try to get her to do something else, or we should try to win and do something, on our own. He talks about Big D. They say, no, not Big D. They push it back to Brittany. Brittany's more threatening. Derek has, I kind of feel good with Brittany and Azza. And they're like, nah, Brittany, you know, she's talked about wanting to go after us. She's talked about so on and so forth. So they try to push off of Big D. And then from Brittany, they go back to Whitney. And he pulls hard for her again. Like, no, I'm telling you, Whitney is not coming for you. And Tiffany keeps talking about like, why did she talk any game with me then? Again, he is going to kind of strike out here. He does not manage to pull them in the direction that he wants to go, but he is at least expressing that he, knows that he should be telling Whitney and Hannah to fight for this HOH. I hope that he also sees that he should also fight for this HOH, especially if it's not something that's easily thrown. He has a perfect excuse to be like, sorry, I didn't know how to throw it, because there were still Jokers in it and I didn't know. If he, Whitney or Hannah wins HOH, then he fully gets his way. Either they take a shot at the Kings or they take a shot at the Jokers. Either way, that's pretty good for him, moving forward, because it keeps, the aces safe. They also are going to mention that, Sarah Beth was like really vocal in that meeting. Like, I didn't know she was so opinionated. At the end of this, they are going to come together. Even though they don't quite agree on the immediate direction of where to go, they are going to formalize their own final four, something that they've been talking about. Derek X, Tiffany, Kyland and Claire. And they're going to try to come up with some names. They talk about the book club as a name, but ultimately settle on the detectives, which is
way better.
All right. I disagree. I think detectives is lame.
You like book club more?
I like most things more than the detectives. I mean, come on, the detectives. We already had a detective who didn't name his own alliance the detectives.
Because he wasn't acting. He didn't tell everybody he was a detective, Taryn.
I don't think
it's that lame.
Detectives. All right. Well, Maggie likes it.
Whatever. You know, I mean, if I was on Big Brother and they were asking for alliance names, I would come up with the dumbest name ever just because I knew everyone would have to say it every week. Like, I would try to come up with like the cringiest name that like to make Julie say it and like know you were on these updates saying it over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
So there you go. These four have come together to make a final four alliance here. And that's pretty much where we are. So again, what we're seeing here is Derek X recognizing the structure that's happening, wanting to pull the aces in closer than the Kings, and have the aces or even the Jokers take that shot at the Kings. He has been encouraging the Jokers to take a shot at the Kings, rather than, you know, his own team, the aces, meaning Whitney particularly. He does keep striking out in areas, but he has also had a lot of success, at least with Alyssa, who obviously has a lot of influence over Christian. The big problem that he's running into right now is the cookout, which he does not know about, which is preventing the target from fully landing on the Jokers at the moment. What's interesting again, though, is that I really think Kylan should be going with this. I think that, allowing the shot to be taken either at the Kings or at Brittany would be great for Kyland. I don't think he needs that shot at Whitney quite yet. But he is sort of taking a back seat. But again, all of this is, you know, taking place on a Sunday. None of these conversations are going to happen until Friday.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, we've been talking for an hour and 20 minutes and it's a Sunday. Like that we're talking about next week. Like who knows who could win? Like Brittany could win and all of this could go, you know, poof. And suddenly it's just a completely different reshuffling of the game board. So, but I do like that, we were able to, I feel like at least clarify where the loyalties really lie and where people are sitting right now within the game. And, I got in all of my questions that I needed answered just about in general, where everybody is looking as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. And it's like for good reason, though, like, you know, we're talking about this. Once we get to Friday, it will probably be locked in place and the vote will be locked in place. And we'll be talking about the following week. So like the drama for next week is taking place right now.
Maybe that's why. You know, they've been saying like we've had three really easy votes within the House and we've been saying like, oh, well, we know what's going to happen after the veto is played. But it's because all these players are getting a jump on it. These players know how you have to play. So they are playing super aggressively. So once this is now locked in this week, we're moving on to next week immediately. And we're looking forward, which is really cool.
Yeah. I, and that's why, like, you can't call this like easy Big Brother, like. Yes, Brent is a House target and he's going home unanimously. And it's going to happen in a fun way even though, but like, I think that if you say that this is like a boring, easy result, you're forgetting that just last week, Brent was near the top of the power structure.
Yep. Totally agree.
Just last week, he was fully entrenched with the Slaughterhouse. With he was working with the Kings closely. He had decent control over his team, the Aces, and it was Tiffany running around, you know, sort of like planting a target on him. He was working with Kyland. Kyland was not wanting to take a shot at Brent, but Tiffany got in there and she talked Christian out of, you know, she used that underlying tension, the rivalry that was there. She told Christian, hey, you're over there, but you can't be a king over there. You can only be a king over here. And he listened to her and he jumped over and she helped facilitate the entire House to be against Brent. Like that's the kind of thing that is super exciting to watch. And that happened last week. And so now this week we're just getting the results of it and we're getting instead Tiffany pushing on Whitney, Derek X pushing on the Kings or the Jokers, Alyssa pushing on Azza. And all of those battles are taking place right now. Again, by the time we get to next week, it'll probably be like, okay, here's the result of that battle. What's next week?
Which is why, you know, so many, this is just what you get when you have over 50% of that, 75% of the House who really knows what they're doing because they understand you have to play aggressively like this. So much of what we see is people doing this work and they're the only one doing this work. And then suddenly when people are in trouble, they're like, oh gosh, I have nowhere to go. Like you end up with a House full of people like Brittany who are like, wait, I don't want to be on the block. How can I help this? But it's way too late. So the fact that this is happening, and I also think that the fans have like a short-term memory because last week when everything was flipped, I mean, you know, last week when everything was flipping on Brent, everybody was so excited about it. And now they're like, it's boring. We already know what's going to happen. But, you know, last week was really exciting in that way. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's about what we have for you. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Maggie?
No, this is so long. We've gone really long.
Yeah,
I have nothing to talk to you.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So that's what we have for you. You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Later today, you can listen to The Slop with Rob and company as they go over the sloppiest moments of the week here in Big Brother. Tomorrow morning, I'll be back with another update at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on whatever happens today on these Big Brother 23 live feeds. Tomorrow night, The next roundtable will rate these players again and update the prices on the Stockwatch and go over everything that's happened over the course of the week. So check all of that out. You can also find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at @MLMorgan_, and I am not on BB Twitter this year. So just look me up on Instagram. You can see me doing things in my life.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.